Greetings again, brothers and sisters. Welcome to your daily respite. A little time for meditation and reflection in the busy walk through your day today. It's Thursday, September 16th, and it's episode 39. And on Thursdays, we turn to Mark Nepo. Today's devotion is from Mark's book, The Book of Soul, 52 Paths to Living What Matters. And it's called Initiating the Gift. Initiating the Gift. It's a time for us to receive the gift, amen? To still ourselves, to quiet our souls, to open our hearts, and to unleash our spirit so that we can hear today's devotion in the way that God intends us to absorb it. God has words for you today. And when we take time intentionally to stop and devote, then those communication lines to God are opened up big and wide, clear sailing. God can speak to you and is speaking to you. Let's take some time to hear and listen. This is Mark Nepo, initiating the gift. I often experience the days like someone rowing, and each time I slip an oar below the surface, it disturbs the water. When I'm tired or stunned enough to stop rowing, the water goes clear. And in those moments, I can see through to the bottom. It always makes me wonder where I'm going. This is how we live. We need to move through the world, but only when we stop does the world open to us. We see differently when rowing than when letting the water go clear. There seems to be a second sight waiting below our surface sight. Amen to that line. Never heard it put that way. Let's repeat that. There seems to be a second sight waiting below our surface sight. Oh, we can see enough to get around. Cross the street, go to the bank, pick up the medicines we need today. But each of us, everyone, sees more clearly when the water of all that needs to be done goes clear. When still enough, a larger, more encompassing perspective opens. And we see and feel more than the weather of circumstance we're moving through. Indeed, when time opens, we can see briefly from all perspectives at once and from the longest view of time. In such moments, the course of many lives is glimpsed, which we sometimes struggle to make sense of. We're stunned in such moments, and we utter phrases like this: "When exhausted, I saw my destiny." Or, "In the midst of my pain, I felt the pain of the world." Or, how about this? "When planting the last row of corn, I felt the hand of everyone who ever planted." This deeper seeing waits in the center of our heart for us to exhaust the world's instructions, waiting for the day when we're broken open. Then, over time or all at once, the light, making its way into our break, causes us to stretch and grow, which can feel like a deep, alarming pain. one we try to quiet or get rid of. When blessed, that stretch of growth doesn't go away, and our deeper self begins to show itself, a sensation again we don't often know what to do with. It's around this time that we usually take on the thinking, if I could take my dream of the future and open it in this moment, and if there's no other time to live but right now, I might initiate my gift. If I could take my dream of the future and open it in this very moment, as if there's no other time to live it but now, I might initiate my gift. We might feel this initiation as the urge to paint, though we don't know how to paint. Or maybe it's the urge to stand on a certain rock by a certain sea, though we've never been to that coast. Or the urge to ask our oldest friend if she is afraid to die, though we've never talked about death. The appearance of such an urge is our deeper being looking for a way into the world. If we should follow this quiet urge to live, our gift will begin to fill us the way a hand fills a glove. Feeling this urge to see and live more deeply is another way to describe grace. When our being is close to our doing, and anything we do with our gift in that moment, helping an old woman who fainted to a shady seat, or taking a turtle from the hot pavement and putting it back in the grass, or bringing a friend who dreams of carving wood to a field of fallen cherry trees. Anything we do in that moment will bring us closer to the depth of life. For much of our lives, it seems, we choose to carry our gifts around in a small emergency kit that rattles open when we're hurt or shaken. But there's another way to understand emergency, as any instance that allows for the agency of our emergence to take place. In this regard, life draws us out until our deeper ways of being become how we live, feeling, when we can, our connection to all of life and all of time. Nepo gives us a couple questions to work with, as he says. I'll share them with you as we close today's devotion. The first question to walk with, he says, and you may want to jot down some notes or words or make some mental notes. He says this first, a question to walk with. Meditation is an attempt to stop rowing and let the water of life go clear, so you too can see through to the bottom of things. So let's try this now. Put down your oars and just drift. Now, center yourself right where you are and breathe slowly, naturally. Whatever this day holds for you can wait a bit. Do you have your oars in your hands? The first oar to leave alone, to let go of, is your mind. Having let go of that oar, go ahead and inhale and exhale deeply. The second oar, the one you're still holding on to, the second oar to ungrip is the oar of fear and worry. Let go of the oar of fear and worry. Now inhale and exhale slowly. Now simply breathe and let the water of your life settle and calm. Let your breathing quiet the ripples. Let the water of all your life settle and be calm. What a rare moment for us to be in the water of our life and see through to the bottom. Look through the calm, not searching for anything, just seeing what's there. And Mark leaves us with one more question to walk with. He asks us to do this. In conversation with a friend or a loved one, describe a dream you have for your future. But keep going. After you describe that dream to a friend or loved one, describe what it would look like if you were to live that dream now, today. That is all.